Granny's after. I believe that's our ring.
I'm busy reading, Mom. Go ahead.
Well, it was our ring, all right.
Go ahead, go ahead.
All right, I'll
read. Snuffy Smith. He's a hillbilly. The first one I ever seen.
What is a hillbilly?
Him? Look here, Mom. I can show you. Ain't that the country feller?
That's what I've always wanted to know. What is a hillbilly?
Well, I ain't never seen one myself, but I figured that he might be one.
He's country already.
Oh, he...
Oh, I forgot to answer. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Now, looky here, Squire. You must have known Diane Abner's money was in that old safe when you traded me the real estate for it.
Well, how could I, Lum? You didn't even know it yourself.
Well, Abner and Grandpap knowed it.
Sure, I knowed it. Lum taking the money out of the safe and was going to deposit it at the bank at the county seat because he thought I wanted it in there. And I sneaked it back in the safe without Lum knowing it because I figured Lum wanted it to stay in the safe here at the store.
He was trying to be decent and kind to one another is what they're doing.
It's an admirable trait, Grandpap. But I don't see where I'm responsible for the idiosyncrasies of my friends.
Friends? Sassy friends. Sassy friends.
You was in an awful big hurry to get the combination changed the minute you got Lum to sign that contract, Squire.
Yeah, and you was in an awful hurry to get the safe over to your place, too. Had the Macmillan boys and their truck and their mother rushing around here like chickens with their heads cut off.
Well, now, you understand, of course, Lum, when you're paying by the hour, why, it can run into considerable expense. It's not so much for the Macmillan boys themselves, but the mother in that truck comes high.
Well, she's stout. She charges extra.
Oh, yes, an excellent woman.
Well, if you're so dead blame innocent about the whole thing, why don't you give us our money back?
Well, I'd love to do that, Lum, but now don't forget you signed an ironclad contract giving me the safe and contents for a piece of real property. And if we was to break any part of that contract, we're all liable to be sent up to the hoosegow for defrauding each other.
There ain't nobody going to know if you give us that money back.
Yeah, much as I'd love to do it, Lum, the law is the law. And my own personal opinion is inconsequential, irrelevant, immaterial. Besides, it don't mean nothing. Well, I better be running along.
You ain't heard the last of this, Squire Scamp, and I'll lawsuit you. Right clean up to the Supreme Court. And when I start talking, them judges think earthquakes hit them.
Well, now, Lum, I wouldn't go shaking them old fellas up there too hard. They ain't none too steady on their feet anyway, you know. Well, I hope you enjoy your new country estate, Lum. Good day, gentlemen.
Dead blame him. Just let me think a second here. I believe he's got you dead to rights there, Lum. I believe this whole thing's your fault, Abner.
Lum, all I done was try to be a good feller and maybe get a little laugh out of it, too.
Well, Squire's laughing all right. He can get a laugh out of anything that's got money hitched up to it. Hardest I ever seen him laugh in my whole life was the time an uncle of his dropped dead and left him $86.
Lum, you wanted the money in the safe. That's what you said, so I put it back in there.
Laughs a hearty turned blue.
Didn't have no ideas you was planning to sell the safe to Squire Skim.
You ought to check with me before you done anything.
Well, it wouldn't have been a surprise then.
Had to get the rescue squad out to stop him from laughing.
Grandpap, quit mumbling. Me and Lum's trying to talk
one
here.
One more chuckling, he'd have choked to death. Sometimes I wish he'd got $87 instead of $86.
Grandpap, would you please be quiet? See, Lum, you thought you was doing me a favor by sneaking the money out of the safe. And I thought I was doing you a favor.
I know all that, Abner. You don't have to draw me a picture of it, you know.
Well, I would just draw you a picture of it. Lum, you know I can't draw. What'd you want a picture of, the safe?
What would I want a picture of the safe for?
Well, take it into court, I reckon. Hand it to the judge and say, Your Honor, exhibit number one, picture of the safe.
I don't want no picture, no safe, Abner.
Well, what do you want a picture of, the squire? His woman's got a dandy picture of him hanging in her parlor over there.
Hanging? Hanging's too good for him. They already lynched it. Abner, will you get it out of your head that I want a photograph of the squire?
Well, Lum, you know I can't draw a picture, squire. Just ain't talented that way. I can't even draw a hog.
Well, I'm awful sorry to hear that. Just about breaks me up.
Well, now, if it's a picture of a hog you want, you ought to get that little Bates boy to draw one for you. Oh, he can draw hogs. He's got his study books just filled with pictures of hogs. Sits there in school all day long and does nothing but draw hogs.
Well, no wonder he's so smart.
Oh, of course, he breaks his pictures up with a horse every now and then, but they usually come out looking like hogs, too. Yeah, he's the one to get if you want a picture of a hog drawed for you, Lum.
Well, Abner, I believe I'll just try and struggle along without a picture of a hog right now, if you don't mind. It ain't just exactly what I was looking for.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do now, Lum. You could get that little Bates boy to draw a picture of a hog, and then you could draw a pair of spectacles on it, and it'd come out looking quite a bit like Squire.
Yeah, but you're just trying to evade the
hog. Of course, I think he'd be better off with a photograph of Squire. More of a resemblance, I believe.
Abner, I don't want to see the Squire's face in no photograph or a drawing or on a hog or nothing else. Grannis, the minute I start explaining to you why this whole mess we're in is your fault, you change the subject on it.
My fault?
Just don't check them things thorough enough, Abner. If you'd have checked with me before you moved that money, we wouldn't have got into this fix we're in.
Well, Lom, you didn't check with me before you taken it out of the safe.
I ain't supposed to. I knowed what I had in mind.
Well, how could I know what you had in mind, though?
Well, you ought to check first. Believe you me, I check everything I do. Wherever I make a move, I check for every single detail. There ain't a business deal or transaction I go into less than I check it clean from the top to the bottom to see if there's any flaws or loopholes in it. Ain't nobody catches me napping, I'll tell you that.
I seen you napping on that pile of overhauls over there, Jim.
Don't go changing the subject now. You've got to get it into your mind before ever you make any kind of a business move. You've got to check, check, check,
check, check, check.
Abner, have you saw the checkerboard around anywheres? I believe I'll just practice up a move or two. Don't get Abner off the subject again, Grandpap. You see, Abner, all successful businessmen gets to the top because they check things before they go into them. They know what's going on.
They know what's going on?
Why, sure. How do you suppose I got to be president of the store here and the bank we had and every other kind of business we've had here? I got to be president because I knowed what was going on.
Yeah. It's a dad blame cinch. I never knowed what was going on, or you'd never got to be prez nothing.
If you'd only just said something to me, just checked with me before you monkeyed with that money we had, you never would have got us into this awful mess we're in right now.
Well, I'm sorrowful, Lum. Dad blame me anyway. I ought to just resign from the face of the earth. That's what I ought to do. Just go out and hermit myself all by myself.
Well, it ain't that bad, Abner.
Or to suicide myself. Dad, blame my honor.
No, Abner, we're more than likely have lost the safe and the money, but it ain't a total loss. Don't forget, I was shrewd enough to get a big country estate out of the Squire.
I know that's right, ain't it?
Sure, yeah. It's right. It only cost me a little over $800, or mind your money. Or, you know, Abner, you just can't pick up a big, luxurious country estate for $800 every day. I might have even outsmarted the Squire. I don't know.
Well, good for you, Lum.
He pulled the wool right smack over his eyes.
Hot dog.
Granny, I never thought about it that way. I'm a whole lot smarter than I ever thought I was.
Yeah.
All the Squire got was $800 and an old rusty safe.
Sure.
Just look what I got, a big colonial mansion. Stables for the polo horses, tennis courts, swimming pools.
Hot dog. You must have checked this deal from top to bottom, inside out and sideways all.
I almost feel sorry for this Squire, getting the best of him that way.
Yeah. And if it hadn't been for me being so stupid, why, Squire wouldn't even got the money.
Bound you, he feels like a halfwit for the bad deal he made.
Yeah, bound to.
Oh, well, I'll invite him to spend a fortnight with me once or twice a week. Ride to the hounds and all that stuff.
Yeah. Then he won't feel so bad about being out half-witted.
Come to think of it, I don't know why I don't just move right out there this afternoon.
Move out to your country place?
Yeah, get shut of all this hustling, bustling city commotions. I've always wanted to live in the country. You see, I've lived right downtown Pine Ridge for so long. I need the quiet and peace the country will give me.
You do, huh?
Start living like a gentleman for a change.
Good, good. I'll go get Cedric and have him drive us out there right now. Where is the place, Lum?
I just love that place, Abner. I can't hardly stay away from it.
Yeah, huh? Whereabouts is the place, Lum?
Well, it's out past, well, that dad-blamed Squire never even told me where it was.
He never? Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum, Lum. You reckon Squire's gone and skinned you twice in the same place?
Check.